We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled, Beholding Christ Through Fellowship. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14 to 15. Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what accord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has a believer with an unbeliever? I have just read from the New King James Version. When Dara was a young believer on campus, there were mature Christians around him who became his closest friends. Because of their influence, he grew rapidly in the faith. He later realized that as he beheld their lives, he was actually beholding Christ through them. These friends were filled with the Spirit of Christ, and as he fellowshipped with them, he became more like Christ. This is one of the reasons Jesus commands his disciples to go into the world and make disciples. When Christ truly fills and controls our lives, anyone who follows us will, in truth, be following Christ. That was why Apostle Paul could boldly say, "Follow me as I follow Christ." 1 Corinthians 11, 1. When you are yoked with unbelievers, you unknowingly open yourself to the influence of the unclean spirit at work in them. But when you are yoked with believers who are filled with the Spirit of Christ, you behold Christ through them and are transformed into his image. Remember, a person becomes like the one he constantly beholds. People in the world may not yet be able to see Christ directly, but they can see you. If Christ lives and reigns in you, they will encounter him through your life. God's ultimate purpose in saving us is to make us sons who reflect the image of Christ. See John 1, 12, 1 Corinthians 6, 17 to 18, Hebrews 2, 10. Go into today remembering that one of the surest ways to behold Christ and become more like him is through genuine fellowship with those who are filled with his Spirit. Prayer. Lord, help me to live a life filled and controlled by your Spirit. Surround me with believers who reflect your glory and help me reflect you to the world. Amen. If you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Hebrews 1 to 4. Click on the link after Bible in 1 year to listen to the audio Bible. You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.